We understand the phrase, forewarned is forearmed. I dare say at the beginning now of this term, you have been forewarned. Even us professors are forewarned about certain things that have to be done at certain times. I mean, we are forewarned. We have calendars we have to look at, meetings we have to go to. You have a syllabi you have to read. Certain things you are forewarned and forearmed. And I suppose we all have a humorous side to the use of this phrase, and we also have a tragic side to the use of this phrase, but there is nothing more tragic than to ignore the word of the Lord regarding his parousia. But do not forget one thing, as Peter writes, dear friends, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. And there's the old Adam, the old sinful flesh, corrupted by sin, the body and the soul. Well, it reaches out to all of these, as Paul talks about these false teachers, these mockers in mockery, shaking their head and saying, you know, I mean, think about it. Ooh, I'm really afraid. Ooh, I'm really afraid when Jesus comes. I mean, I'm really scared. I mean, who do you think you're kidding? If the Lord was really going to come, I mean, let's get with the program. We're beyond the duh principle. If he was really going to come and judge the living and the dead, he surely would have been here by now. Besides, you know, kind of time is on my side, so let's get real, Weiss. I am accountable for myself. Nobody's accountable for myself. I make my own decisions. I live my own life. I have my own things to do. And now you come along with this word and try and warn me about the parousia. Well, I can't even spell it. What does it mean? You mean that he's coming again? Well, he said that he would return, but come on, look around you. Do you see the coming? I mean, life is kind of going on. Life is going on as usual. So if the Son of Man, the Son of God, I mean, why can't he even keep his own promise to return? Ooh, I'm really afraid. I mean, why should I be shaking in my boots? I mean, come on. You know, I have to be concerned about me. I mean, let's face it, the evidence is really against his coming, isn't it? I mean, you know, ever since the fathers have fallen asleep, all things remain as they are. From the beginning of creation, we're kind of all here. It's just kind of the way it is. What's changed? Well, cultures have changed, technology, a few things have changed. I mean, we have more important things that we can get one with and develop our own inner feelings and build up our self-esteem. Look at what the world is providing for us. Now, we don't have to wait for it. It's here now. These crystals, this circle of life, these horoscopes, this reincarnation, the spiritist movement, tarot cards, psychic counseling, I mean, you can get it any place you want. I mean, why are all these things, you know, now happenings? I mean, I really don't have to wait for the same age-old promise from the one you call the Christ. Think about yourselves. Have you ever caught yourself thinking, gosh, I mean, you know, this is year 2000. I mean, it's a couple thousand years and more. Where is he? What do you say to the parishioners that you will serve that some are serving now. You say, come on, Pastor, let's get with the program. But you know, the sin of idolatry, not fearing, not loving, not trusting the Lord above all things, preached by mockers in mockery and the false teachers of this current bygone century, it is a clear sign of the day's ends, of ignoring the word of the Lord that forewarns of us of his coming as a thief in the night and the creation of a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. Because isn't it true, we get so caught up in academics, we get so caught up in this and so caught up in that, but the signs are all around us, and you've heard this from the pulpit already here. Those who mock the parousia clearly are denying the deity and the incarnation of the Christ, the doctrine of original sin, and on and on and on, especially the promise of God to send the Messiah who would be pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities, but by his wounds healing us. And so the mocking mockers and false teachers of today, they forget, as we forget, that God doesn't wear a Rolex. Yeah, he created time, but he's not bound by that time. He is above time. So to the Lord, whether it be a brief or long, this time of his arrival, again pales really into significance to the relation of his long-suffering patience in the pagan world with his good and gracious purpose, so that it is accomplished, not wanting anyone, to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Doesn't want anybody to perish, but all to come to repentance. That's God's work. For at the right time, God became flesh. Nailed to a dead tree, was raised on a dark Friday morning for all to see his dying and his death, placed in a cold, damp, dark tomb for 3 days and for 3 nights for no one to see except those prisoners to whom he descended to proclaim his victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil, and then be raised to life early Easter morning for our justification. This is not the what I call the duh principle. This is the very word of God. As few believed in his sudden appearance in Bethlehem. I mean, many didn't, they didn't get with the program there. Here he is, God incarnate. So many will be just as surprised when suddenly, here is the Christ. And it will be over. For you and for me, baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, it will be a glorious new beginning, sitting in the presence of he who creates, redeems, and sanctifies. Talk to some little children sometime in the parishes that you will serve, and ask them who Christ is. They won't give you a 15 or 20 minute sermon. They will tell you very quickly, he died for me, and I'm going to go live with him in heaven. That's the story. Today we proclaim the death of Jesus Christ until he comes, as we participate and receive his very body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Forewarned by the love of God who sent his only begotten Son into the world, being forearmed with the whole armor of Christ by his Spirit through water, word, and faith. Yeah, there is some humor, and there is tragedy. And the use of this phrase, forewarned, is being forearmed. But nothing is more blessed than by his Spirit to hear the word of God and keep it. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.